butterfly in the Greg. I can fly twice as Greg. Take a Greg. It's in a Greg. A reading Greg bow.
I've heard a lot of dumb songs from you over the years, and that might have been the dumbest.
Yep.
The Reading Greg Bow.
Yep, Reading Greg Bow.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. We're back after like a 2-week hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
We've been gone doing stuff.
We've been biz-zay.
I had to go to Orlando for the kids' trip.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I didn't get to do much on that trip as far as theme park stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got Tower of Terror time in.
You did? You did? You going on it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the best ride ever?
It is. As I've referred to it to my wife as the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Yes! I love that ride.
Man.
So much fun.
It is.
The whole thing, from the beginning when you're in the little room and it shows the video,
mm-hmm.
and then you go into the ride itself, and like even in being in
the
boiler room, and you watch like the thing go up and then it spin down.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
So, I didn't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you had talked about it, and I've read about it and seen pictures and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. But
just going there,
when you get into the elevator,
mm-hmm.
you sit down and they make sure that you're strapped in all tight,
mm-hmm.
and then that door closes, it goes pitch black.
Yep.
And from that moment on, you don't know, like, I mean, obviously you know if you're going up or down,
because
mm-hmm.
you don't know where you're going.
Sensation. You don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then those doors will open up, and then you see the holographic ghost people down the hallway,
mm-hmm.
and then that fades out, and it becomes a dark room with little, like, stars,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And then that fades out to black. And, man, I felt helpless.
Mm-hmm.
I felt nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I had anxiety like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
And then, next thing you know, we're shooting up.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open again. And we're in, like, this one little room.
The glass shatters in front of you.
See the glass shatter.
The Twilight Zone-y things are around.
The car starts to move. It moves out of the elevator shaft, mm-hmm. down a hallway. It becomes extremely pitch black again.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I'm having an episode. I swear I'm having an episode where I'm panicking.
You're that
because
scared.
Because I don't know what's about to happen. And then, whoosh, we go flying straight up into the air. You get to that level. You can see outside. And you mm-hmm. think, okay, great. Whoosh, it drops you back down. Whoosh, back up. Back down, back up, back down. Like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, like, you drop all the way to the bottom and the ride's over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it only takes about a minute,
mm-hmm.
2 minutes.
A minute or 2 minutes.
And, dude, like, I walked off that thing and I was trembling.
It's one of the best rides ever. I love that ride.
And I started to do some more research about it when I had a little bit of downtime back mm-hmm. at the hotel. They've programmed it to where you don't have the same ride twice.
Yeah.
You can't do the same thing twice. Like, you can see the same things
mm-hmm.
inside visually. But as far as the elevator going up and down,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't do the same thing twice.
It always redoes it. It always drops you in different ways. Or, it's the best ride ever made.
That is insane.
It's my favorite ride. I love it.
Well, I'm glad that I got to do it.
I'm glad that you got to do it. I like that just when you get to it, it's like all abandoned looking.
Right.
And everything looks dead, but it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the hotel, everything's like so weird. It's so weirdly, it's so great.
Man, the work that they, because I went back and watched a video of how they made the place.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the detail that those people put into that thing,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
They've literally made it look like, I mean, obviously that's their job, is mm-hmm. to make it look like an old crappy hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a fine job at it.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's like, you know, the walls, it's just like regular stucco walls.
The subtle details, yeah.
But I mean, they went in and they drew in every little crack.
Mm-hmm.
They put, just, I don't know, it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I got to do that.
I really love that ride.
I did not. I sent you a text when we were headed over to Epcot to watch the fireworks show.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a text at about 8:30 that night and said, hey, the world tour of beers or drinking is about to ensue.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really do that.
I knew you weren't.
There's no way that I could have pulled that off.
Mm-mm.
Especially at that hour.
And you were supposed to be working.
Yeah. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
That fireworks display I was a little disappointed with.
Really?
Because from where my hotel was, like, okay, we stayed at the Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
you could look out my window towards Magic Kingdom. And you could see that fireworks display going off, which is phenomenal. And you could hear it from where we were.
The one in the...
At Magic Kingdom.
At Magic Kingdom.
You could see that fireworks display. Mm-hmm. The one at Epcot is the...
The big balls in the middle.
Yeah, the earth comes out in the middle of the lake, and it opens up and shoots fire or whatever. And, I mean, the fireworks are good, because a part of that display is the smoke that fills that area, and they shoot the laser beams across, and you can see all that kind of stuff. But I was expecting some massive fireworks display, because when I was there in 1996, I didn't get to see that one. I saw the one at Magic Kingdom, but not the one at Epcot, because it started to rain on us, so we didn't get to see it. So I was really excited about it. I thought, yeah, 18 years later, here we go. This is going to be awesome. I was a little let down. Just wasn't as fantastic as I thought it would be.
Sometimes things just aren't.
It was really short. I guess that was the problem. Well, lots of fire out on the lake, and then boom, it was done.
Yeah. I mean, they can't put on a giant fireworks display every night.
Well, they should.
Okay, well, I'll send Walt Disney a memo.
I'm a little upset.
To his frozen head.
I'm a little upset that they didn't get my note saying, hey, look, I'm coming back after 18 years. I didn't get to see it the first time because it rained.
Oh, they got it.
They just didn't do it
for
me.
They were like, they looked at it and they went, oh, is that that guy that Pat Green ignores? Let's not do anything good for him.
I was surprised to find out that if you put a square over that area of the world, like square miles wise, like all the resorts and theme parks and whatnot, it's the size of San Francisco.
That's huge.
That is, that's a lot of Disney theme parks.
He bought a lot of land.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
They put in, guy was telling me that Magic Kingdom brings in probably on a really hectic, crazy, busy day, about 100,000 people.
Yeah.
In a day.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people. He said average, it's about 50 to 60,000 people a day.
The whole, that whole area, that's all it is just tourism.
Yeah.
It's all it's based on.
Is that what Florida thrives on? Like just debt alone?
Our economy is based on tourism, orange juice.
And that's it.
Hooters.
Yeah. So.
But no, that's essentially it. It's just tourism and orange juice. Yeah, that's all we have in Florida.
Well, it was... I kept thinking about having to... When the kids are old enough to take them back down there. I'm excited for them, but I'm not excited for me.
Why not?
Because it looked like a thrashing.
As a parent?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably a beatdown.
You've got... Number one, it's expensive.
Everything's like $1 billion.
Super expensive. So, not looking forward to that bill. And number two, just trying to keep up with your kids.
Yeah.
I saw people chasing kids all over the place. Went to the, when I was in the Hollywood Studios area. I mean, just people chasing kids all over the place.
What'd you eat?
I ate at the Peekaboo Deli.
Okay. So, you really didn't get to go out and do much.
No.
Okay.
It was a lot of staying at the hotel, running to the resorts to get video cartridges and whatever and bringing them back to the production suite.
Okay.
And then editing audio.
Cool.
So, not a lot of real fun, if you will. But it was a good trip, man. The kids had a great time. The kids' kids had a great time. So that's what it's really all about. Not about me. So.
Okay.
Good times.
Cool.
So with you, dog?
Well, a lot of stuff happened when you were gone.
Yeah.
I got this coat.
It's pretty sweet. I dig that.
I had been, like, I've been looking for a new winter coat, and I hadn't found anything I liked. I wanted to get something.
Because you had a loser coat first?
I mean, I did have a loser coat.
Oh.
But, no, I've been looking for something new, and I had not found anything I liked. And then I found this, but it only came in small, extra large, and large.
Okay.
And I went, none of those are my size. So then I'm watching it on Amazon, and then one day I went, you know what, let me check and see that coat again. And then, boom, posted a medium, bought it immediately.
Good job.
And now it is my coat.
You haven't taken it off since, have you?
I mean, it's been hot, so no, I haven't worn it. Today's the first cold day in, like, forever.
That's why I busted out the big fat leather.
Because
I don't ever get to wear that thing.
I'm also wearing a Baylor hat, as you noticed.
Yeah, do tell.
My friend Dan.
No, you have no roots to that school.
No roots to Baylor at all. My friend Dan is a huge Baylor fan. He went there, and he owns a lot of Baylor stuff. And we were out drinking, and he just kind of went, "Greg, your team suck." I went, "Yep, Gators had a horrible season. The Bucks might have not been playing football at all. I don't know what they've been doing."
Right. They've just been walking out on the field and farting.
Yeah, essentially they've been walking out on the field, farting, and then walking off the field.
Yep, game over.
So I haven't had much football to watch. So my friend Dan, huge Baylor fan. He's like, "Greg, you should root for Baylor." And I go, "I don't know." And we're drinking. And he goes, "Please root for Baylor. No one else roots for Baylor with me."
See, I think Dan is wrong there. There's a lot of people that root for
Baylor.
Yes,
but none of our crew of friends.
In your circle.
Yes. So he's like, please, he's like, "You should root for Baylor with me." And I go, "You know what? Buy me a hat, and I'll root for Baylor with you." And he went, "Really?" And I went, "Yeah, buy me a hat, and I'll root for Baylor." And he went, "All right, pick a hat out. I'll buy it." So I picked out a hat, and I handed him my phone. I'm like, "Get me this hat." And he buys me this hat.
Isn't that great?
It's such a cool Baylor hat.
Uh-huh.
And I can't deny the coolness of the Baylor uniforms in the past 2 years.
College football uniforms have gotten real video game-like, which are pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Some are way over the top. Like, there are a few out there.
There's some that take real big risks.
That I just don't get.
But Baylor's uniforms, the black and the gold and the green, that dark jungle green, I love it. I like their color scheme. So I'll be rooting for Baylor.
They look really sharp. Look good. TCU's got some pretty sweet unis, too. I feel bad for either Baylor or TCU this year.
One of them's getting screwed.
They're going to get screwed by Ohio State.
But I will be saying, "Go Bears."
I'm yelling, "Go Frogs."
Because you're in Fort Wout.
I'm in Fort Worth land. Because my LSU Tigers, they just came out and they just took a huge dump on the field and walked off.
Your Tigers and my Gators had an equally horrible season. So bad my Gator season was that Will Muschamp is Will Must Leave.
Yeah, but he's not a champ at all.
He is, and never was a champ.
He was designated as the second, or the what the
he's supposed
the,
to be
the coach in training for Texas once Mac Brown left.
He was supposed to be something great.
He was going to be the anointed leader of the Longhorns, and decided, "Well, you know what? I'm out." And it's probably a good thing that he rolled out sake of the Texas fans.
I mean,
because he did nothing for Florida.
He did zero for us. We had one 11-2 season that was pretty decent, but we didn't even win the championship game that year. We didn't win our bowl game. And then it's just terrible. But, I mean, Charlie Strong hasn't been much better for Texas either.
He's done a little bit. Like, you can kind of see a little glimmer of hope for the old Longhorns.
Mm.
I don't know if they're going to be all that great, but they're much improved,
well,
if you will.
There's a lot of names getting thrown out for Gators head coach.
Mack Brown.
Mack Brown is not one of those. but there's a lot of names getting thrown out. Harbaugh is getting thrown out. Homeboy Stoops is getting thrown out.
I want to play for Coach Homeboy.
Coach Homeboy.
Yeah,
and then people are saying that, like, Chip Kelly's going to go back to college.
There ain't
and coach
no
again.
Way.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? First off, he's doing well in the NFL.
Yeah,
second,
he's 9-3 or whatever.
He's a playoff team. Why is he going to leave the Eagles to coach the Gators?
That's
Don't
so dumb.
Be stupid.
Once you get to that level, the only person that I can think of that failed miserably as a coach that went from college to the pro level and then back to college.
Spurrier?
Spurrier failed too, but I was thinking Nick Saban.
Nick Saban did fail pretty bad.
He failed miserably, but he gets paid more as a college coach than he ever would
because
have as a pro coach.
Because he owns Alabama.
Man, that guy.
He owns it.
He does own it. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, that's a big job, man.
That's a huge job. That's a top 10 job.
Right.
So we need to get a real coach in there.
You know they're going to go get some randomoid like Bo Pelini or...
They're not going to get Bo Pelini.
Well, he's looking for work.
Well, he's not going to be the coach of the... If you fail at Nebraska, you don't move up to the Gators. Gator, the getting the Gators job is you succeeded somewhere at a smaller school. Like what we did with Urban Meyer when he won us two national titles and went to Ohio State. I hate you.
I know. What a joke. That's how I feel about Saban.
Oh, my heart hurts. I can't coach football. Oh, wait. I'm at Ohio State. Jerk. I hate him.
What a jerk. How'd you spend your Thanksgiving, little buddy?
I spent it with the Chickering of Robbington's.
Yeah? What'd you guys do?
Thanksgiving.
Did you smoke a turkey?
He smoked a turkey.
Yeah.
I brought him some beer, and Kate brought him a cake.
A cake?
Uh-huh.
Did you bake it yourself?
It was a Bailey's cake with... Or it was a Guinness cake with Bailey's frosting.
Mmm.
It was really good.
Sounds real dark.
It was black. Blacker than a trillion midnights.
That's pretty awesome. What beers did you take him?
I took him a Epic Brewery's Big Bad Baptist.
Okay. Not familiar with that one.
It was delicious. We drank a bunch of microbrews. We drank so many microbrews. It was fantastic.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
We drank all, bottles, shooter bottles.
Yeah.
Not we didn't have a six-pack of anything.
Sure.
We were just drinking the tall bottles.
Yeah, bombers.
Bombers. We were drinking bombers.
Awesome.
It was awesome. It was a really good Thanksgiving. The food was great. So we did that. Then on Friday, I got all of my Christmas shopping done.
Did you go to stores or just online?
Amazon, everything.
I still don't understand that Black Friday thing, man.
What don't you understand?
Why do people do it?
I don't know. They're addicted.
I mean...
We're in a consumer culture.
It just seems like it's... the biggest beat down ever. Like, you're either A, gonna lose a limb,
mm-hmm.
your life,
mm-hmm.
or your parking spot.
Something's getting lost.
I just don't get it.
It's just life. It's America. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
Well,
went out to the ranch.
Yeah.
Had ranch times, ranch dressing.
Did that. Hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Got my blood and honey. Drank it.
Mm-hmm.
Got my IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Drank those.
IPAs are the worst.
See, I used to think that. I used to hate them with a passion. But suddenly, when I went to Austin a couple months ago with my neighbor and Joe Garza,
mm-hmm.
Jason Meyer and Joe Garza, went down to the Chester King Brewery, and they had an IPA there called Yellow Rose, the Yellow Rose IPA.
Now, it's not like I haven't had an IPA that I've enjoyed, but more than likely, I'm not going to enjoy an IPA.
I agree. Normally, I would not. But after I drank that Yellow Rose, there was something magical about it. Because I swore them off. Like, I would drink them. You know how I am when I go to a bar. I'm like, start at the left, go to the right, just give me whatever you have.
If it says Bud Light on it, that's all you're drinking.
No.
Bud Light.
So I had this Yellow Rose IPA, and it was a magical thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and Jason both sat there and watched as the glow took over me. And they're like, see, look, there he goes. And I became addicted to the IPA. And that's all I think about now. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Yellow Rose sent me down a path of destruction on mm-hmm. IPA. So anytime I see an IPA, I want to get it.
Okay.
It's really weird, man.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So we did that. And then yesterday, just took the kids out and about, ran around Sundance Square. And I should probably win Worst Father of the Year.
Again. I think you win Worst Father of the Year since you started.
Yeah, I win it at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down to Sundance Square, right in the middle of Sundance Square, giant Christmas tree. At the foot of the Christmas tree, big setup where Santa sits.
Mm-hmm.
People come in,
take their Santa picture,
be on their way.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are, going down to have some brunch and hang out, let the kids run around for a little bit. And Abby's like, hey, there's Santa. Can we go get a picture taken with him?
What did you say?
Not today.
You said not today?
Well, there was a gigantic line, right?
You said not today to your daughter?
Yeah. We were eating. Okay? So we had to go sit down.
Oh, she wanted to murder you.
We had to go sit down. And, you know, her hair was all frazzled. They take pictures, all that kind of stuff. So I know that her mother didn't want her to go up there and take a crappy picture with Santa. So I was like, look, we'll walk over here. And I picked her and Aiden up. And Santa waved and said, hey, how you guys doing? And Abby got all shy. And Aiden was waving, hey, Santa. So they got to say hi to him.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't take pictures with him. Is that so wrong?
And then you took the kids away and then they hated you?
No, they were fine. We just ran around. But I felt like a bad father because I kept saying, hey, look, we'll come back down here. another day when you're dressed up to take pictures with Santa.
Oh, wait. So wait, when does this make you a bad father?
For telling my kid that she can't go see Santa.
Well, she saw Santa.
But she wanted to go sit in his lap and talk to him.
And tell him what she wanted.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
I was
like,
no, I don't want to go stand in that gigantically huge line.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Who wants to do that?
A father. A caring father.
Mm. Hey, look, I had taken him out of the house.
Apparently there was a huge line, so apparently there's 1,000 people that wanted to do the same thing.
I took them out of the house.
Uh-huh.
I took them off their leash.
Uh-huh.
I let them run around.
Uh-huh.
I fed them.
Yeah.
I drank 2 crafts of Bloody Marys.
You were drunk and you couldn't go get Santa. Is that the problem? Did you want Santa not to notice the booze on your breath?
Yeah, I'm sure he had plenty on his breath. Yeah.
All right, well, that's our big weekend festivities, yep. Greg Jake's a bad father, and that's the end of that.
And you don't like IPAs.
Yep.
All right, go to the website, thegregandgregshow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow. Boom out.